Dear April, by Anna Neilson Shaw, based on a true story. Thy friends do stand by thee. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 9. 2 days until we get to Oklahoma. I cried so much when we drove away this morning. I don't know if I'll have any friends there. I miss you. Best friends forever, Ashley. July 14th. Dear April, we got here last night. The moving vans came this morning, and there are boxes everywhere. I have 6 weeks until school starts. I think it's going to be a lonely summer. I miss you. Best friends forever, Ashley. P.S. My dad gave me a blessing that I will do well and make friends here. I am starting to feel less scared. July 20th. Dear April, how are you doing? There are only 2 other girls in my class at church, and one of them is already almost 12. But the other girl is our age. Her name is Heather. She is quiet, but nice. She and I will be going to the same school. The kids in the ward here go to 3 different schools. It's so different. But it's also the same. Same songs, same lessons. My mom says that's one great thing about the church. It is the same wherever you go. I just wish you were here too. Best friends forever, Ashley. August 1st. Dear April, yesterday I went to Heather's for her birthday. Some other girls were there who will be in our class when school starts. Heather likes scrapbooking just like we do. I hope you really do get to come and visit next year. You will be amazed at how flat Oklahoma is. It is pretty in its own way. Best friends forever, Ashley. August 16th. Dear April, how are you? I miss you. Thank you for the birthday card. For my birthday, I am going to the movies with Heather and my mom and her mom. I think it will be fun to do that instead of having a big party. Anyway, thanks again. Your card was so cute. Best friends forever, Ashley. August 24th. Dear April, I had such a fun birthday. My mom got me a box of scrapbooking stuff. Heather and I have been having a lot of fun with it. I think it's neat that you gave a talk on the Holy Ghost at your sister's baptism. I bet you did great. School starts tomorrow. Yikes! I know you are praying for me, and I am so glad about that. I need it. Best friends forever, Ashley. August 30th. Dear April, I survived the first week of school. It is going to be okay. Heather and I are the only members of the church in 4th grade. Before I moved here, Heather didn't always tell people about the church because she is shy. But together we do okay. She's a good friend. How do you feel about having more than one best friend? Best friends forever, Ashley. September 15th. Dear April, I am so glad you understand about Heather. After I sent that last letter, I was worried your feelings would be hurt. I know we are both sad that we don't get to be together all the time, but I love writing letters. I was thinking today about how nervous I was to move here, but it's starting to feel like home now. The most important thing is being with my family. Best friends forever and best pen pals, Ashley. Sidebar. All of us need true friends to love us, to listen to us, to show us the way. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the first presidency. End of sidebar. End of the article, Dear April, by Anna Neilson Shaw, based on a true story.